Chapter 19. Modification. Adverbial modification. Relative clause. Restrictive, non-restrictive, reduced. Object and subject relatives. The garden path. Cleft sentence and noun complement. Day 91. Adverbials.
Before it's too late, Patrick, we need to turn real attention to something that we've touched on so far without saying much about it.
I can't imagine what that would be, Marta.
It's the various kinds of modification. How an element in a sentence gets modified.
You mean like long silence, high mountain, tough question, adjective plus noun?
Oh yes, modification of nouns. But what about adjectives?
Adjectives? That's very silly, Marta. It's the adjectives that do the modifying.
Patrick, sometimes you really do put your foot in it. What's very silly? I mean the construction.
Uh-oh, silly me. I guess silly is an adjective. And that means very has to be a modifier. Not very silly after all.
So if silly's an adjective modified here by very, then what's very? I mean, what part of speech is it?
Adverb?
Bingo. But of course, very is hardly the only adverb in the language. Plenty of others, Patrick. Think of somewhat late, a little tired, right on time. And adjective plus ly, modifying verbs and adjectives. Think of President Theodore Roosevelt's famous foreign policy slogan from the early 1900s.
Let's see. Wasn't it something like, speak softly and carry a big stick?
Yes. And so what about larger adverbial constructions, as in, you've been coming to these English sessions with me for almost 4 months now?
I don't understand. Isn't the word for a preposition?
Yes. Good question, Patrick. So the whole construction, for almost 4 months now, is what?
What? Oh, a prepositional phrase, I guess?
Great. And the meaning of for almost 4 months now is one of duration.
Now I'm really confused, Marta.
I don't blame you. Let me do this differently. Take the sentence, you've been coming. I've written it for you here and added some adverbial complements. You've been coming here now, to my office, frequently, for almost 4 months, on foot, by bicycle, with enthusiasm, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, since the beginning of the semester, whenever we have time, because you want to learn, not because somebody made you. There, what do you make of the expressions I've listed, Patrick?
Well, I'd say that the ones beginning with to, for, on, by, with, and since are probably prepositional phrases. Oh, and the phrases are all modifiers.
Yes. Adverbial modifiers. But what kind of adverbial modifier? We just noted that the phrase headed by for is one of duration, for example.
Well, if that's what you're looking for, then to my office must be, what, destination?
Not bad, Patrick. Goal is the conventional term. And what about on Tuesdays and Thursdays, whenever we have time, frequently?
Frequency.
Sure. And with enthusiasm? Call it manner. Means would be what? Think of locomotion.
Oh, sure. On foot, by bicycle.
Fine. So now, what about time and place?
Could be now, next Friday for time, and place? I don't know, Marta. Oh, wait a minute. The word here. Maybe in your office, on the spot.
And those two clauses with because?
Reason?
And also purpose, Patrick? Reason and purpose are not always easy to sort out, by the way. Are you getting the picture in all this? Adverbials come in a variety of different forms, from a single word like now, time, or here, space, to a whole clause like when the cows come home, time, or where the cows come home, space. Likewise for all adverbials.
You've really given me a lot to think about, Marta.